I'm in Kuwait together with my delegation, which includes Chief Msarurwa, and we are right now organizing the departure of all our 32 girls. All the tickets are now in place, and we should be departing for Dubai before proceeding to Harare.
Honorable Paraza, what happens to the parents that have some of their children who are part of these 32? When do they get to meet their children?
When we arrive tomorrow in Harare, the Speaker of the National Assembly will hand over all these girls to Minister of Public Service, Social Welfare, Honorable Mfulira, and also to the Minister of Health, Dr. Parerinyatwa, because we need a medical team to be in place, and we also need the counselors to be in place, and then these girls are going to be taken to a government safe house so that they can debrief even our security sector as well about what has been happening to them here.
So for the parents who are anxious to meet their children, are they allowed to come to the airport, or what's the procedure?
We welcome the parents to the airport. We welcome also other women to the airport to come and welcome these girls. We welcome the parents. They must come to the airport, the parents, for the 32 girls. And we've identified other 5 as well who will be coming later, possibly next week, and we are doing the processes as well. But I must also point out that there are about 5 girls who are Zimbabweans, who are here, who are working in cahoots with a syndicate, which is here. And they are sending WhatsApp pictures to our girls in Harare, telling them that there is luxury here in Kuwait, there is money here in Kuwait. So they must never, never allow themselves to be tricked that way.